Well, I hope you're having a very happy Thanksgiving season and Thanksgiving week. Spending time with family and friends and eating too much food probably, right? I must admit, coming from across the other side of the pond, that I can get much more into Thanksgiving than I can the 4th of July. You probably know the reason for that. It's a wonderful time of the year, Thanksgiving. And in my book, the hallmark of the Christian should be Thanksgiving. Would you bow your heads for me as we have a word of prayer, if we have our message today? Thankful for the gospel, living Thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for many, many things. We're here at church and we're most thankful for the gift of Jesus Christ and the gift of your Holy Spirit working in our hearts and minds and lives as well. Through the process, through the circumstances of our lives, you're working. We want to allow you to continue that work in our lives again this morning. So may the words of my mouth, meditation, my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, in your sight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The old Elizabeth Clephane hymn has this as the second stanza in our hymnal. Upon the cross of Jesus, mine eyes at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. Can you see that this morning? And from my smitten heart, with tears, two wonders I confess. The wonders of redeeming love and my own worthiness. It's a beautiful hymn. And I believe that the lady who wrote that hymn saw something that we desperately need to see again today. It's the vision of a crucified Savior. I hope today to hit the heart of the Christian faith, the Christian message, because we know from the words of Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7, that we need to understand how it is that God saves us. Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7 says this: Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal or everlasting gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth. Every nation, every tribe, every language, and every people. And this angel said in a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. And if you flip back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 14, you'll see that Jesus, as he was giving his mini-apocalypse before he went to the cross, said this. Matthew 24, 14, and I'm in the New International Version this morning, as usual. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Friends, this morning, I believe that God has built into each and every one of us the capacity for thanksgiving, the capacity for appreciation, And it's my suggestion this morning that if you understand the gospel, if that's your root, thankfulness will be its fruit. Salvation leads to appreciation. And I'm going